T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's this? Just clearing my news wire this afternoon. Adam Bullshift takes the House Judiciary Committee back into session to consider one more indictment in the impeachment of President Trump, charging that he is too tall. That's probably next.
Guess what?
It's Friday.
Friday the 13th.
You know what happens next?
No, not that.
I'm talking about
this weekend.
Are you ready for this?
Come on, I'm ready.
Are you ready for it?
Are you truly ready for
yes,
it?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Ready for the weekend.
Best weekend ever.
Yes, we get this party started.
We got to get this party started.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
It's showtime.
Well, let's get this party started, as someone just suggested. Thank you. Wet and rainy Friday afternoon. That's all right. We'll brighten things up for you as we proceed along, because being the final day of the work week, that means today is the All Skate. That's right. It is the Friday free-for-all here on the Bobby Mack Show, which means any item that may have been of interest to you that you've been waiting to discuss, but for whatever reason I have not brought up during the discourse of the preceding 4 days, well, today is your day, because anything is fair game to be talked about today. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, which is 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address bob@1063word.com. So I do actually have a story here with the a headline that may be shocking and stunning to many, and may strike others as oh so predictable. This is from the Daily Wire. Jeffrey Epstein suicide watch companion. They have the companion in Star Trek too, in the original series, didn't they? I think so. Anyway, Jeffrey Epstein suicide watch companion says he has, and I'm quoting the individual here, no doubt accused sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Okay? Yeah. Despite experts' claims to the contrary and the conspiracy theme, the meme, I should say, that has swept the nation, Bill Mercy, M-E-R-S-E-Y, who is serving time in the MCC, that's the Gray Bar Hotel where Epstein was being held, who is serving time in MCC for federal tax evasion, told the Daily Mail that he was assigned to babysit Epstein while Jeffrey was awaiting trial on multiple charges of sexual assault and sex trafficking as part of the MCC's Inmate Companion Program. Mercy claims to have spent dozens of hours alone with Epstein, giving him intimate knowledge of Epstein's frame of mind just days before he was found dead in his cell, having hanged himself with strips of fabric cut from his prison bedsheet. You know, I thought, maybe it's just me, but I thought these guys weren't supposed to have bed sheets. Mercy claims Epstein didn't appear to lose his mind like some inmates at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, says the Daily Beast, left-wing site, adding that Mr. Mercy says Epstein never complained and didn't whine about his surroundings, even though MCC is known for being understaffed and filthy. And Epstein likely shared his cell with rodents, roaches, and water leaks. Jeez, they needed hired killers in the worst way, didn't they? But that's not to say Epstein was in a good frame of mind, according to Mersey. He didn't strike me as suicidal, but sometimes you could see it in his eyes. Okay. I don't know how you see that. You know, you look at somebody and you look them straight in the face, right in the eye, and you think to yourself, boy, this guy looks like he could be suicidal. Yeah, not so much. Oh, my God, I'm never getting out of here, his eyes seem to be saying. He would kind of drift off, and I would try to bring him back. The pair would talk about Epstein's famous friends, Mercy claims, adding that Epstein openly discussed anecdotes about now-President Donald Trump and former President Bill Clinton, but never openly discussed his alleged sex trafficking business, likely keeping mum at the direction of his $10,000 per day legal team. Boy, they did a crackerjack job, didn't they, as Joe Biden might say. Instead, Mercy says they spoke about Mercy's business, an online escort service. Well, at least, you know, they had a common denominator there. Mr. Mercy was reassigned to a new cell just a day or so before Epstein was found dead, ostensibly because prison management at MCC felt that Epstein was no longer a suicide risk. Boy, these guys, they just kept getting it right all the time, didn't they? Mercy says, however, that he believes Epstein was already planning his demise when he was switched out. The last time I saw him, he was eating his dinner, sitting on the floor with his food between his legs. I asked him what he was doing, and he said, it's easier this way. He had just kind of spiraled down to the floor. I thought, man, that's a long way down from a $77 million mansion to eating prison food sitting on a stone floor. Yeah. These guys never think that actions have consequences. And in many of these cases, they are right, of course. Hillary and Bill come to mind right away. Joe Biden and Hunter come to mind right away. As for his eventual suicide, Mercy concludes it would be incredibly difficult for someone to orchestrate a murder inside MCC, despite its many flaws. I am 99.999% certain that he committed suicide. Mercy claims, I wasn't there to see it, so I can't be 100% positive, but I wouldn't bet 2 cents against $1 million that somebody did him. He did himself. Epstein's death, of course, remains the subject of much speculation, although the coroner who inspected Epstein's body after his death concluded that he committed suicide by hanging. Experts hired by Epstein's family say they believe he could have been strangled, particularly given that a small bone near Epstein's Adam's apple was broken, something that happens in only 6% of hangings. The federal government is also investigating Epstein's death. Well, that's reassuring. I can sleep better tonight knowing the feds are investigating. Are these the same feds that said he wasn't a suicide threat? Left him alone in his cell? The federal government is also investigating Epstein's death after investigators discovered that cameras aimed at Epstein's cell went dark the night Epstein hanged himself and that two guards assigned to check in on Epstein regularly throughout their shift appear to have fallen asleep on the job, then forged inspection logs to cover their tracks. Yeah, these guards at the MCC, you know how this goes. They're working long hours, stressful job, gotta check on that sleazebag Epstein every 15 minutes. And the next thing you know, your head's on your chest, and there you go, you're out. Just sleep through the whole thing. Right. Yeah, I wonder if anybody can check the bank records of Mr. Mercy and see if there have been any big deposits made recently, just out of curiosity. Inquiring minds want to know. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll be right back here on a wet and rainy Friday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, 21 after 3. So what do you think of Mr. Mercy's explanation? He's 99.999% certain that Epstein killed himself. Yeah, what do you think?
I thought it was horse poop.
Yeah, I pretty much think the same thing. Oh, well, look, if this guy says anything else, he could find himself hanging in an MCC cell himself. In on the text line, Bobby, I'm 70 years old, and like you and everyone who has lived to their senior years, I've seen and experienced a few things. I've learned that things happen for a reason, and the path our country has taken since the November 2016 election is more than just a change in the political winds. If we look at how our country has been steered away from the cliff's edge, the collapse of every obstacle placed in the way of a good and decent future, I have to believe that we are witnessing the hand of God leading us to safety and greatness in His name's sake. We are truly blessed. From Al in Simpsonville. Thank you, Al. Appreciate your share on that. Bobby, have you seen the video of the guy that has some poor, unsuspecting Walmart clerk on the loudspeaker paging Mr. Clinton killed Depstein?
Paging Mr. Killed Depstein. Mr. Clinton killed Depstein.
Please report to the front office. Hey, Bob, Epstein's guards didn't get any free donuts and coffee that night before they nodded off, did they? Certainly not. Does this coffee taste funny to you, Bill? Bobby, Corn Pop didn't kill himself. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, Joe Biden threatened him, but Joe Biden didn't kill him, even though Biden is obviously a tough guy. Bobby, must you read the left-wing dribble to us? Must you? Come on, it's almost Christmas. Well, I read it to you for its entertainment value, okay? Hillary said to say, I am 99.999999 sure he committed suicide, or I could be committing Clinton-side. That's more nines than an accident lawyer. Bobby, who puts together the montage at the beginning of your show each day? Do they have a library of sound bites to pull from? Kudos to you or whoever is responsible. It often puts a smile on my face. Glad to hear it. Thank you. Yeah. The production staff puts that together, and they pull stuff from all over the place. Bobby, I looked at him Schiff in the eyes. He doesn't look suicidal. He just looks crazy. Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of montages, here is the distinguished chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Demon Rat California, Adam Bullshift, presenting his argument for impeaching President Trump. Now, get this, all right?
Why don't you just wait until you get these witnesses the White House refuses to produce? Why don't you just wait until you get the documents the White House refuses to turn over? And people should understand what that argument really means. It has taken us 8 months to get a lower court ruling that Don McGahn has no absolute right to defy Congress. 8 months.
Oh, my.
For one court decision.
Well, that's because executive privilege is being exerted here, and that court ruling, by the way, is appealed. And it's appealed because that judge was wrong, frankly, once again, legislating from the bench. But I interject. Here is more from Adam Bullshift.
If it takes us another 8 months to get a second court or maybe a Supreme Court decision, people need to understand that is not the end of the process.
Mm.
It comes back to us, and we ask questions because he no longer has absolute immunity, and then he claims something else, that his answers are privileged, and we have to go back to court for another 8 or 16 months. The argument, why don't you just wait, amounts to this.
Yeah. What's that?
Why don't you just let him cheat in one more election? Why not let him cheat just one more time?
Well, if we're going to talk about cheating one more time, let's get Hillary on the ballot for you Dems.
Why not let him have foreign help just one more time?
What foreign
that
help?
That is what that argument amounts to.
Does Adam Schiff really believe that Donald Trump needs the help of Ukraine to get reelected? Come on.
The president's misconduct goes to the heart of whether we can conduct a free and fair election in 2020. It is bad enough for a candidate to invite foreign interference in our political process, but it is far more corrosive for a president to do so and to abuse his power to make it so.
You mean kind of like what Hillary did in the... Look, if there was any collusion with the Russians, obviously it was with the DNC. And not with the GOP, but, you know, he has his playbook, and he's going to run it. Also went on the text line, Hillary. Hello? Suicide hotline?
Yes?
I'd like to place an order. BobbyRedState.com is reporting that Joe Rawamarama flatulence neutralizes insects over a 6-mile radius. Yeah, we had him yesterday in Amazing True Facts. This means that Joe's fallout zone is pretty good. In fact, wider than that of 1945's atomic bomb that destroyed Hiroshima. I'm still trying to get over the poor unsuspecting Walmart clerk. Could you page somebody for me? Yeah, sure. Who would you like to page? Could you page Mr. Clinton Kildepstein? Mr. Kildepstein? I love the kind of stupid practical jokes. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Friday free-for-all rolls on after Little Annie brings us up to speed from the news center. And I'm right back here on the TGIF edition of the Bobby Mac Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps. Thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
A little sound of the season for you as we work Christmas music into our bumper rotation. 3:36 now, 24 before 4, the Bobby Mac Show on a wet and rainy TGIF edition. It is a Friday free-for-all as we go to the phones, and our leadoff batter today comes from Union, and that would be Pat. Hello, Pat. Hope you are keeping dry out there in this wet stuff.
Oh, I wish I could.
Yeah.
But I talked to my son this morning, and he said, they had a poll put at one of the Ivy League schools of the list of people running for president. Who would you vote for?
Uh-huh.
The top of the list was Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that's unsurprising.
She's not running for president.
Yeah.
Well, that narrowed it down to what Ivy League school they were talking to.
And
next was Hair Sniffer, and the third one was the Commie Lover.
I saw a really funny meme somewhere on the web today. It may have been on Facebook, may have been on Twitter. I can't remember. But it was the picture of the Time magazine cover with little Greta, whatever her name is, the actress that is out there pretending to be a climate change advocate. And over her shoulder was superimposed, photoshopped in, was Joe Biden sniffing her hair. And I thought,
yeah,
yes.
I have my radio in the house, so I don't get to hear you very often.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I am. I keep hinting to my husband I need one, but I don't think it sinks in.
Well, maybe Santa will bring you one.
Yeah. Santa went looking at Best Buy and didn't see anything.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah. Be a good girl in the remaining days between now and Christmas, and you never know, Santa may come to visit.
Yeah. Merry Christmas and a safe New Year.
Thank you, Pat. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you as well. Greenville is my next stop. Joseph is next up here on the Bobby Mac Friday Free-for-All. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob, just a few quick things. I won't keep you. The first one is been lived in a lot of states, and my favorite caller is WORD's Rose over the years.
Yeah, she's terrific.
Anywhere, my favorite. And she once said to Russ, if God doesn't destroy Washington, D.C., he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah. I'll go back and rebuild them. A little late for that, I guess. But
one of the best lines I ever heard on radio was her. I know the Catholic Church is very unreliable today. It's very heterodox. I mean, there's some great people like Alito and others, but there's also it's a mess. But there was a 1937 document by Pius XI called Divini Redemptoris. And let me give you just a couple subheads from that. It's against communism. It says communism in theory and practice, communist society, liberalism paves the way, shrewd and widespread propaganda in the media, silence of the press. Does it sound like today, Bob?
Yeah, it sounds remarkably similar. But, you know, it's unsurprising. There's a great piece that I'm going to share a little bit later in the show today that was it was a column that was at the Patriot Post called Democrats Embrace Principled Totalitarianism. And it talks about many of those things that were touched on there, because we have seen this game plan run before. And it always has the same destructive end. It always, socialism leading to communism always leads to totalitarianism and these tyrants that want to run everything and control everything in your life.
And you know, Bob, this is not taught in the public schools, obviously. But I mean, I heard Rush say today, you probably heard it too, where kids didn't even know who Mao was.
Yeah.
And,
or Stalin.
And this is horrifying. And, you know, just one last thing. I don't think they could have got away with that Horowitz report if people were – that was their way of saying, we know you're stupid out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and sadly, we understand that, you know, Horowitz has got a pension riding on this too, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. I look up and I see on the call screen here we are going to allow a in the spirit of the season, as he's been on Moscow rules for a while, that is no direct contact. the official unofficial op-ed page editor of the Bobby Mack Show, the one, the only, the Anthony of Simpsonville. Anthony, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year in advance, and welcome back to the show here.
Whoops.
Drop my pen.
Merry Christmas. I don't want to know why I was on Moscow rules. We'll just let that pass.
But well, I can remind you if you'd like, but I'd rather not.
I want to start off by giving a shout out to the guys over at Trader Gun Shop in Taylor's. These guys are some of the most knowledgeable guys that I run into. They make the gun purchasing experience very easy.
Yeah, and one of the things that I like about those guys as well is that some of the gun shops you go into, they have kind of, you know, sort of a, well, I'm an expert, and you don't know which end of a weapon
yeah.
the bullet comes out of. You don't get that kind of treatment at Trader's.
No, and I was buying the old lady a firearm.
And, good for you.
And because, you know, I bought mine a couple of months back.
Right.
And she wanted one. And you know, I feel like this. You know, it's any right, if you don't exercise it, you stand, you know, a chance to losing it.
You bet.
But let me get to the reason why I called.
Listen, yeah.
I don't want to get into the whole impeachment thing because it is what it is. We know how this is going to end.
Yep.
He won't be removed from office.
Does it bother you, Anthony, that a tremendous amount of money has been spent on this? I mean, it's your money as well.
Yeah, it bothers me that the fact that we had to come to this point, you know, you see the world differently than I do.
Yes.
And so you don't see the misdeeds that I see when it comes to this person. But what disturbs me most about this whole situation is the Democratic field for president.
Uh-huh.
It's extremely weak, and it's depressing.
Yeah, I can imagine. Look, if I were in your shoes and I was looking at creepy Uncle Joe and commie Bernie and the rest of the field, I would be concerned.
Well, here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping someone like Steyer or Bloomberg, preferably Bloomberg, who has executive experience, rises to the top. You know what? This whole Ukraine thing to dirty up Joe Biden, he's dirtied up all right. Because at the end of the day, if he wins the nomination, I don't see him winning the presidency.
No,
but
me either.
Like Bloomberg could. So that's where I'm at.
Would you agree, Anthony, that Biden's problems with Ukraine are of his own making by, you know, his playing braggadocio Joe at the CFR and telling everybody what a tough guy he was in threatening Ukraine with $1 billion in foreign aid? I mean, if he just kept his mouth shut.
I partly blame Biden, but also he was doing it in lieu of the United States. He was acting as a United States agent when he did that along with the Europeans. But that's neither here nor there. Biden has a problem with putting his foot in his mouth, screwing up the words.
You think?
And you can't do that debating a guy like Trump.
Yeah, no, you're right.
At the end of the day, the best person hopefully is Bloomberg if he rises to the top. You know, I'll leave you with this.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of years ago in Charlottesville, you know, the white nationalists were walking down the street with tiki torches saying, Jews will not replace us. Wouldn't it be ironic if a Jew actually replaced Donald Trump?
I had not thought about that, but it's worth consideration. Thanks, Anthony. Hope you have a happy holiday season. 4:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We'll be right back. It is the Friday free-for-all on WORD. 3:50 now, 10 before 4 here, the Bobby Mac Show wet and rainy edition as we wrap up the work week. Back to the phones we go this afternoon. Jerry is next up. He wants to talk about, well, about the weather and trying to drive in the sloppy stuff. Hi, Jerry.
I see people driving out even when it's dark in this kind of weather with no lights on whatsoever. But what irritated me this afternoon, about 1:45 down on Lawrence Road at the Anthem, I was waiting to get out because getting out this time of day down there, especially if you're going left, is a $64,000 challenge.
Really?
And, yeah. First, the regular cruiser come along, then one of the big SUVs, and naturally, this kind of weather has been difficult for me. So, got a number off either one, but neither one of them. And I called, and I'm still waiting to speak to a supervisor. Of course, I know it's going to be in one ear and out the other, but I'm going to feel better when I have my say about it.
Well, sure. At least you'll have a chance to vent, right?
Yeah, yeah. And earlier in the week, I was coming back from Van Nuys, North Carolina, about midnight down at Asheville on 40. There wasn't much traffic. There wasn't nothing behind me, or I thought that there wasn't, but I kept seeing a light, and I looked back, and I couldn't see nobody. And eventually, he was so close to me, I couldn't see his headlights.
Oh, man.
Now, how stupid is that?
Yeah, and that really sometimes even will require a stop at the nearby convenience store for you to visit the restroom, if you catch my drift.
Thinking about convenience store made me think of a gal, young gal that was tailgating me and went into the Quick Trip. When she went in the door, I said, "Do you ever tailgate anybody?" She just looked at me like, "Yeah, I can get away with it. You can't do that." But got up to the counter and I told her, I said, "If I was a woman, I'd whoop your butt." And she knew that thing too. And she did. Went on like, "Yeah, and you can't do nothing about it because you're a man." And see, that's just their attitude and their mentality.
Yeah, you know what you need, Jerry? You need the bumper sticker that I saw for sale the other day somewhere on the web. And it said, "Please excuse me for driving too closely in front of you." Oh, yeah, it's a zoo out there, Jerry. It's a zoo. Shirley is next up and is in Marietta, as they actually call it down in Georgia, Marietta here. Hi, Shirley, and welcome to the show.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am, my pleasure.
I have a two-part question, but it may get too long. But what I really need is I graduated in 72.
Mm-hmm.
And as I remember in my history class that one of the parents had to be an American citizen, and, you know, they could have dual citizenship.
Right.
Yeah. But one of the parents had to be an American, and then the child chose to be an American citizen.
Yes, like, for instance, in
the
case of...
Is that in my mind, or did that... No, did they change the...
You know, you're correct in thinking that. Now, anchor babies, of course, are another... That's another question entirely. But, for instance, Ted Cruz qualifies under that category. That is, he is a dual citizen.
Okay. But what if a child comes over here and the parents come over here illegally or whatever, and he is born over here and becomes a citizen, and eventually he gets popular enough to run for president. And basically, deep down, he's nothing but a communist, and he's here to change the country. Don't we need to go back to at least one parent being an American citizen?
At the very least, we need to do away with the anchor baby business because there are roughly, I think the last number I saw is between 75 and 100,000 that are born each year in this country under that category.
And they're all legally American citizens.
They are. If they are born on American soil, they are an American citizen by birth. Which is crazy. You know,
did they change the law? And I didn't know about it until my grandson told me.
Yeah, I don't know specifically when, but I know when it needs to be changed back, and that's immediately.
Okay, and if I have another minute, where does the American citizens allow Congress to use, what, $45 million or $450 million to try to, how does the American citizen quit getting the government to waste our money trying to impeach or whatever when they could give more money to the states? And we'd have better schools and roads.
Well, I wish.
How do you put a stop to it?
I wish there was a satisfactory answer to that. The only legal method for putting a stop to the kind of stuff that Schiff and the rest of them are doing is to vote them out of office. But they represent districts that, you know, are as big a bunch of lunatics as they are.
Well. Unless I got my answers, and I thank you for the history lesson. I wish we would go back.
We should. It's another way that the left is trying to improve the pool of their voters in the decades ahead. Thank you, Shirley. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you, and I hope you have a great holiday. I've got to get ready to head to the newsroom here. Let me quickly get Greg in here before we do. He's in Spartanburg. Hi, Greg, and welcome to the show.
Well, season's greetings to Bobby Mack and all his crew.
Thank you, sir, and right back at you.
Got a question for you. This whole impeachment thing is really ugly. I mean, it's uglier than looking at Jerry Nadler in a Speedo.
There's a mental picture I'm going to have a hard time getting rid of.
Yeah, and the other one was basically a really bad one of Nancy Pelosi and Cole Cream at night.
Oh, please, no.
Worse,
No, please.
Got a question for you, sir.
All right.
Answer this if you will.
Okay.
What happens when the Democrats have a president and we go into this real gyration of doing impeachment just because who's the president? When is that going to stop?
You assume, I think, without foundation, Greg, that the Republicans would have the same kind of aggressive attitude towards this that the Democrats do, because Obama, based on what the Democrats are trying to do to Trump, Obama could have been impeached for six different issues, fast and furious, and
exactly.
The list goes on and on. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it. I just don't think the GOP is going to play by the same rules. Got to head to the newsroom. Hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show, Friday Free for All, is dead ahead here on a wet and rainy Friday.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.